my beer mug to spend time with you, the listeners. We talk arts, culture, radio, politics, and much, much more. Boy, do we have a great show today. It is birthday week here with Julius.
Yes.
Joan, I'm so excited to see you, my friend, and co-host. So he comes back and he co-hosts with me every once in a while. But when he comes back, it is always a pleasure. And it's his birthday week. So we're going to be talking about the events that he has going on as Stash and Artisan. And we're just excited to have you back. So we want to see what you've been doing. And then, of course, we have Mr. Pinsky back, Irving Politics with Pinsky. So we'll be talking about the latest going ons and shenanigans going on over at that place in D.C.
The sinkhole?
The sinkhole. Yes. But folks, as they say, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Sit back, relax as we serve you up a tasty mix of talk radio. You are listening to the Talk Sip. All right, folks, let's get it started. And we have fruit from the Elm City Market via Irving. Thank you so much for these tasty snacks. This is great because I'm in the middle of literally like a 14-day like cleanse, you know, detox cleanse, kind of like, you know, just get the body right for
summer.
It's like, come on. It's like, you know, when you change your wardrobe, like you go into your closet, so you go from like the winter, which has been the longest winter ever, and then you're changing to like spring, summer, and you're looking at like all these, you know, at least, I mean, I do this, but you're in the closet and you're going, oh my gosh, that it's so beautiful from like last, you know, year's collection in my closet. And I'm like, but you know, I'm like, I got to get into it. So
right.
I'm like, there you go. We got grapes, oranges. We got a whole bunch of stuff. So, yes. So, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, welcome my co-host. And Julius, welcome back, my friend.
Thanks.
And happy birthday
thank
week.
Thank you.
It's always so good to see you.
Always. I'm a huge fan of the show, and I am always so excited to come back.
And
be in this lovely studio here in New Haven.
Don't you love it? In the Elm City.
Yeah.
And thank you so much, because I don't know, behind the scenes, Julius is really a great supporter of the show, but he also is the conduit of a lot of the programming that you see on here. So I want to thank you. Yeah, no,
no
it
problem.
Just, it, you know, you, and this is what we always said from the beginning of the show when, you know, the first year that we were on and you were co-hosting.
Yeah.
Regularly, we always said that there's so much talent in the city, and how are we going to know about it unless, you know, someone makes you aware of it.
Right.
So keep sending those phenomenal people. And I've met some amazing, amazing folks because of your contribution to the community and just sharing freely.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. So, Stash and Artisan, just, you know, since the last time you were here, just tell, you traveled.
I did.
You came back.
I did.
You're back.
I'm back.
Because you know the people that were in the area, like, people can go away and then, oh, I'm going to Florida.
Right.
Oh, I'm moving to, I mean, you went overseas. So you were like out of the country.
Yep.
But then a lot of people, they always say this is home. It feels like home. So let us know what travels.
Yeah, so 2016, late 2016, I left for Southeast Asia and then came back, moved to Chicago. I was in Chicago for about 9 months.
Wow.
Came back to New Haven, had to take care of some family stuff.
Okay.
As we all understand, you know, we've got to come back and support family. And shout out to my mom and my grandmother.
Yay, to the ladies in your life. Love it.
Yeah. But I decided to come back and kind of help my mom out. You know, we had some loss in our family this year, so came back as a support.
Yes.
You know, and it brought me back to a place of being able to make the decision of what I wanted to do now that I'm back here.
Right.
Right. And making those decisions on what am I able to do? And what do I not want to do? Right? Managing my, or as Maxine Waters says, claiming back my time. You
that's
know?
Right.
Like,
that's
yeah,
right.
Claiming my time and claiming it for myself.
Right.
And choosing the things that I need to do and I want to do.
To do. Don't you find that in relationships though? Like in anything.
Right.
It's like, you'll be like, there will be stuff that you put up with or you do. And then, but then you're just like, after, you know, life experiences happen,
right,
you're like, not doing this, 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 this. Not going to accept this, 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 and this. Right. Not tolerating this, 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 and this.
Right.
And absolutely, this is a deal breaker. This is just not working.
Well, I think it comes with experience, right?
It absolutely does.
You know, it comes with our interactions with people in our life, our mm-hmm. family, our friends, trauma, you know, mm-hmm. the stuff that we deal with. And I think we grow as individuals, right? So now I'm giving this, like, you know, I'm at 38 now, right? And my birthday was yesterday, and I had this big life epiphany.
But
I don't think it's an epiphany as it is. It's been a constant thought for me since entering my 30s, is like thinking about what you want to do and how you want to get there.
Yes.
And what you can move out of your way to get to the goals.
Quicker, because it's just, I don't know. And when you reach my age,
right,
in a decade, then you literally will, there's going to be more stuff that you're going to be.
Right.
But enjoy your mid 30s. Enjoy it. It's, you know,
it's a whole different ride.
Completely.
I'm tired of people saying 30 is the new 20. It's not.
No, really. No.
30 is
the 30.
Plain and simple.
Right. No, seriously. It's just like, you know, the ride at Disney World. Like, you know, it's a small world after all. Yeah, those are the kiddie rides.
And a little bit of Space Mountain.
A little bit of Space Mountain. Right. Yeah. Now you're on that thing that drops, like, you know, just on a 100-degree angle or whatever kind of degree angle. That's just a crazy, but that's life.
It is.
That is life. Irvin, is there anything that you're learning? Because we know Irvin's like in his 20s, but what do you say as you get older, you know, in life, are there things that you get out of your way? What's your perspective on that?
You always feel like you're one of those guys in Maine who has to roll those logs that are on the river, and you have to stand on them and move your feet real fast. And you know in your heart that you just don't have that kind of balance. So eventually you're going to get wet now and then.
Yeah.
Now, getting wet can be good or bad. I don't know. I know that. Like my friend Alicia said, enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to enjoy the ride.
Damn, it's scary.
Oh, my God. It is. Oh, my gosh. I thought my 40 analogy was, like, crazy, and your 30 analogy crazy. Irvin, I think, I don't know.
I'm 176.
Well, then, there you go. There you go. There you have it.
220. Scary.
If that's a visual I'm going to get when I hit my 50s or so. Jesus.
No, I'm 66 years old. My birthday was May 4th.
God bless you.
Awesome. May
babies. Happy birthday.
And I'm pregnant again.
Hey.
That's from all that good eating, Irving.
Thank you.
Food babies.
So, folks, our phone lines are open, 203-872-7356. Make sure you join in on the conversation with us. Again, 203-872-7356. We are talking to Julius about what he's, new birthday, new life ventures. So what do you have going on with the business as far So a lot of fun stuff. I read about it all of the time.
Yeah. So I kind of came back and was approached on doing some parties there. Everyone's like, hey, you're home.
Yes.
They're like, you're home. Do you want to?
What are we going to do?
What are we going to do? And it's just like, but, you know, I had to think about it. And, you know, honestly, for me, it was about looking at the landscape of what has been happening in New Haven and finding a place so that I'm adding to the culture and not just being in it, right? And finding a way to add positivity. And so, one of the great things is that the events are always inclusive, right?
Always.
That's the method behind my madness is everyone's welcome. This is the house for everyone.
Oh, I've attended your parties and you know, what the great thing is, I would look to the left, the right, front and back, and I would just see you wouldn't know what party you were in. You wouldn't know if you were in a Latin dance party. You wouldn't know if you were in an LGBTQ community party. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't know if you were in, you know, black folks, white folks, Yale, people that go to Yale or
Southern Quinnipiac.
So that is the beauty. And then you get some old school people in there.
Oh, yeah. We get some out-of-towners.
Out-of-towners. So if you've never experienced a party like yours, that is a must experience.
Yeah. Yeah, so our next really cool event is coming up on June 1st.
Start the month off the right way.
Yeah, so I'm working with a few collaborators to get this event. The person who I'll be working with the most is my friend Tyler.
Yes, shout out to Tyler.
Can't come today, but shout out, definitely. He has a new album out called The Dumb Lords. And a little backstory behind that.
Yeah, no, that was fascinating. I received that information.
Was in 2013, we actually did one of his first band's album release. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we decided to come back together again as collaborators.
Collab, right.
And said, why not just bring our forces together and have an awesome event?
There you go. Music.
Music.
Celebration.
Celebration.
And just getting the best of the best back together under one roof.
Yeah. I mean, my DJ that has been with me for years, who does pretty much every single birthday party I've ever thrown, is coming back. And so he knows me so well. And so I don't even have to have a conversation with him. Yeah. Shout out to Billy Jones.
Okay. Yeah. I'm telling you, you parties that stay completely rocking. So that's good. Shout out to Billy Jones. He's gonna have the rock the house.
Yo, he's gonna bring you back. He's gonna bring you back forward to the sides.
To all kind of it.
Yeah.
So when you guys decide, what do you just say? Okay, let's get a theme. We're celebrating your birthday.
Yeah.
We know, like, when you get together, you always have a vision in mind.
Yeah. Well, I think the first step for us is to look at, what season are we in? What are we celebrating? What is it that we're trying to project out to the community? Mm-hmm. You know, so if it's a album release party, if it's a release for eyeglasses, if it's a celebration of, you know, someone's art exhibit, right? It's all about trying to figure out what it is that we're connecting with in order to make sure the
enhance
event.
It.
Yeah.
So now, are you location? So you always pick you always pick some great locations.
Yeah. So this
vibe is just extra intense.
And the great thing is this is my first time on. Well, not my first time, but this is my first collection of parties actually on Crown Street.
Okay.
Yeah.
You would think.
Yeah.
You would have thought, like, you know, Crown Street there all the time party.
But for me, I've been a little bit hesitant, only because of the fact that in order to maintain the energy that I want, I kind of needed to have that space. And so shout out to Pacific Standard Tavern for hosting us.
That's going to be great. Yeah.
This is our third event in that
at
space.
That venue. Yeah.
And they're super warm. They're welcoming. And, you know, they constantly compliment us on your crowds. You know, they're like, your crowds are people that we don't expect to come into this space.
Yeah.
So thank you for exposing us to that.
Yes. And that's what we want. We want all downtown venues to be a conglomerate, or really just to emphasize or just promote or just be that face of everyone.
Yeah.
And there's some places down here, we got to admit that it's just not that.
It's not.
So you walk and you go, okay. Yeah, just one foot in, one foot out.
Yeah.
And let's keep it moving.
Yeah, and you know, one of the conversations that I constantly have here in New Haven, and have it with all of my friends kind of across the board in all fields, is nightlife is important.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that people forget that in a city as small as ours, if we don't have nightlife, if we don't have salsa nights, if we don't have inclusive nights, if we don't have nights celebrating people forget that, why are they here?
Exactly.
You know, the city is here to
alive.
Work and sleep
yeah.
and right, but like, you also, as a young adult, as a aging adult, as a middle-aged adult,
right,
you still want to have fun.
You got to work hard, play hard. Like, one of our favorite spots is, you know, the Owl Shop.
Yeah.
So I mean, we're just
shout out to Glenn.
Yeah, what's up, Glenn? We love Glenn.
Glenn
is the bomb. But, you know, we that's one of those places where we can go, you know, kind of just relax, unwind, and chill. but then to keep connected with the folks that in the city that we might not see on a regular basis. So we're just, we're excited. Like when we can, even those might be folks that are not fist bumping,
right?
You know, at a, you know, at an EDM spot or something, but those are folks who have been in the city or still remain here, who work here, have jobs, kids, et cetera, whatever. But still that's their cup of tea.
Well, nightlife is not a monolith.
Right. Exactly. You I love that. I yeah. mean?
It's just not. There are the aspects of nightlife include concerts and cigar bars and wine bars and dance parties and, you know, art openings and, you know, theater performances. And
absolutely.
Like, that's nightlife. Nightlife isn't just one thing.
Right.
And I think that, you know, as the city grows and puts up apartments and tries to invite people in, we have to, we can't forget that in order to keep
the people
here, you have to give them things for them to enjoy.
You have lots of things.
Well, it's going to be
lots of different things.
Yeah, it's going to be the thing that makes us compete against the Philadelphia or a Chicago or the small towns that, you know, like Austin, that believe in creating nightlife and spaces. And
come on, everybody know that that's universal. Sixth Street, you're like, you know, you're right there.
Right.
Live music from door to door.
Right.
You know, so 2 feet and you're walking and you're going into something else. Another fairy tale is like waiting to happen.
Right.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with my guest, Julia Stone and Erwin Pinsky. We're going to be doing just talking some current events and some more going into a little politics, like what's in the world, what's going on here. So we'll just kind of dive in here. We're going to take a little fruit break. Absolutely. Don't touch that dial and don't forget to call in during the conversation. We'll be on Facebook Live in a moment.
Thank you.
The Talk Sip. Again, I'm your host, Elisa Bowens Mercado, joined by Julius Stone and Irvin Pinsky. And before the break, we were talking about Julius's birthday week. We had a couple of birthday shout outs to you.
Yes,
from our listeners and our viewers. So they want to wish
everybody.
You well.
Yeah.
Well, well. And so and to celebrate such a phenomenal person like you,
thank
that
you.
Event on June 1st is going to be, that's a must go to, must see, must go get your dance on.
Totally.
Get your cocktail on. It's going to be at Pacific Standard, PST,
yes.
Right? And right downtown New Haven, Crown Street. You're venturing into the Crown Street thing.
I
know, right? Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I've been there for 18 years now.
You know, I've been an outskirts kid, you know.
You
I've been a fringe kid for a while.
Right.
And so,
but it's okay. Welcome,
it's okay.
To the welcome. So please tell the listeners and our guests, and they can find this absolutely on your page
completely.
Also.
Yeah, they can find it on Facebook. They can follow it on the Stash and Arston Instagram page and on our Facebook page. The date is June 1st. We are opening doors at 9 with music starting at 9:30.
Nice.
It's free until 11.
Mm-hmm.
So
y'all heard that? Free until 11,
free
right?
Free until 11. So you come in, you listen to some concerts, you get your band, you decide you want to go off and go adventure, you come back. You get in, and it's a $5 cover after 11. We like to keep it economically, you know, easy on the pocket.
Exactly.
For
no,
folks.
And that's a great thing. So people can't say, oh my gosh, it's just, you know, too much.
Yeah.
You know, can't, that $5 all, you know.
Oh, completely.
Broke for the rest of the week. You don't want that to,
we definitely don't want that. You know, and the other thing is, you know, for a while I wasn't charging because I had certain sponsors, right? And so
mm-hmm.
when I have to charge, it's often to pay for the DJ.
The DJ, yeah.
Or to pay for expenses.
So, because the DJ is going to keep everybody rocking and two-stepping, so you've got to look out, you know, for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So the night will definitely start with an opening act by the name of Mister. He's a local hip-hop artist here in New Haven.
Mm, okay.
He'll be opening up for Dumb Lords, and then Dumb Lords is going to do a few songs off of the debut album, Smiles for Miles.
Yeah.
And they're going to be a live band. So that's awesome. Right, rolling right into it will mm-hmm. be DJ Billy Jones spinning for the rest of the night.
And he'll just keep everybody.
And he's going to just keep everyone going.
Going.
Yeah.
I'll be there. So
yeah.
I don't know.
We wish you were at the last one. The last one, we had a big free to dance circle.
You know me in dance circles. I love it. You know I get it started, and then you can't get me off the floor. So sometimes it's better that Elisa just, I'll be at this dance circle.
Yes.
I'll get that. We will get that. So, yeah, so please, folks, come on down. Make sure you find Julius on our Facebook page live. And also, is there an email that they can contact you? Or is it just Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook. So Stash and Arston at Facebook, Stash and Arston on Instagram, Julius L. Stone Jr. on Instagram, Facebook. And
can you spell Stash and?
Stash and Arston, yeah. STASHARISTON.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Yes. No, that's good. Yeah. I love the way it rolls off the tongue, but somebody might be like,
what? How do I find that?
Where are they?
What's this name?
Have people knocking on your door at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Where is that? Where the party at?
Where's the party? And speaking of parties, we were just talking during the break about places that people go to party. Now, people go to casinos.
Yeah.
People literally every weekend go to a casino and they can drink, you know, some cocktails for, you know, depending on what part of the casino you're in, sometimes for free. And
they can gamble.
They can gamble mm-hmm. and try to double their little winnings and their money or whatever, their paycheck. And then go to a nightclub.
Or a concert.
Or a concert.
Or a comedy show.
Or a comedy show.
Yeah.
I've seen some of the best comedy concerts at the casino.
Yeah.
And so that Connecticut has that live music, that party kind of feel via the casinos. And we were just saying, Irving, when we were discussing, you know, parties here locally,
right?
You know, the casinos are, that's what they're doing.
Yeah,
and
they're a complete hotspot.
I believe
for
Harry
that.
Had picked up some an article about the casino that they were thinking about having in Bridgeport.
Right.
And now, but that's, if I'm correct, that's going to be on hold for a month. What do you guys think about that?
I think it's smart. I mean, I know we were talking during the break mm-hmm. that there's a good and a bad for everything.
Right.
Right. And so I'm for the attitude of something that brings economic prosperity to a community that yeah. doesn't forget about the community which they're bringing it to.
Exactly.
I'm for. It's right. when we start excluding and pushing out and preventing those people in that community to not have access to those jobs. Right.
Exactly. So. And we see that in construction.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
We can see it in developments like right. these. And so if they are thinking about coming in, just like you said, please don't forget the folks that you're bulldozing out.
Right.
Or around. And when they wake up every morning and maybe are unemployed, then please, some economic development and economic opportunity to the communities. Because I don't think it's, I mean, the casinos, hey, it is what it is. As long as you're employing and you are giving people, you know, jobs. Right. I don't know if they have benefits, health benefits, right. or, you know, the packages that they have, but I'm hoping that it can, kind of suit a community, especially yeah. Bridgeport.
Yeah, seriously.
Bridgeport really, I think Bridgeport gets a bad rap.
I mean, their rap goes as far as being made fun on Family Guy. Right. So if you're getting made fun by Seth MacFarlane about a particular city in Connecticut,
yeah,
you know,
then come on, right.
That was a national thing, right? Like the whole world, you know, saw that episode and, yeah. you know, so I think Bridgeport does get a bad rap, but shout out to my friend Roz, who is a new hit, who's in Bridgeport, who is working with producing art, producing
nice.
You know, gallery things, and to keep, you know, people moving in a positive direction.
Love
because
it.
We yeah. have to.
No, we have to. And there are, like I said, it takes that foundation with your friend Roz, who is doing that, who is bringing awareness.
Right.
Who's Roz?
Roz is a friend who is in Bridgeport who produces amazing events. From art gallery events to concerts.
How do we contact her?
Him.
How do we find that?
Well, I guess I can, but we can definitely make sure there's a link and a
yeah,
contact
name. Yeah, we
can
do that after.
Afterwards, okay. But definitely.
Thanks.
Because that's, yeah. That's what we need. That's exactly what we need.
People especially need some pop.
Yeah. And he yeah. helps to pop. So, yeah.
Yeah. So we want to extra pop it.
Yeah.
So when it comes to, because we'll get into the whole political realm of this, it's an election year. So, yeah. you know, there's some folks, I guess, that are airing your opinion politics with Pinsky. What's your opinion of why maybe the casino, they're just not, they don't want any parts of it election year, correct?
Well, it's such a hot issue. The issue for it is loads of jobs, loads of fun. Loads of repairing a horrible, horrible forever slum.
Right.
That shoreline in Bridgeport is so underutilized. It mm-hmm. could be gorgeous beyond gorgeous.
Yeah.
And then the downside is that people get addicted to gambling. They lose their homes, their apartments, their rents, their wives, their husbands, their children lose their college funds. And it's real. So that's the yeah. downside to gambling. Yeah. And that's why yep. they don't have them everywhere. So you have the good and the bad. And to choose one over the other means other people are going to scream at you. So, yeah, I mean, they can scream at me because I'm used to it. But the truth is that, I mean, what's the, you know, it's true. There's two sides to the story.
Always.
And then if you yeah. don't provide them the gambling, then they gamble with other organizations, which are even more brutal. So you have that trap. But I know that casinos are such a large part of our culture nowadays.
Yeah.
In most places in the country, not necessarily the Midwest, because I don't know anything about that place, or the South. And I don't know anything about that, but I do know that I've been to Las Vegas a few times. We yeah. lawyers, not by accident, we lawyers go to Las Vegas for our seminars, our tax-free seminars, where we learn about the law. And they don't call Las Vegas Sin City by accident. That
right.
place is depraved.
Okay?
and we yeah. we effing love it. So that's why we go there. But there's two sides to the story. But I think that if they do go in, they have to not only make it up to the people who they displace and the people who aren't getting an education there that they can survive with, but they also have to figure out a way to protect the people who are just going to lose everything.
Right.
I've seen people walk into these places and get a couple of free drinks, and they can't handle their liquor, and a lot of them already have PTSD or right. brain damage. And then once they get those inhibitions going, their money all goes away. Bye-bye, their wow. credit cards, everything.
Right.
So they have to figure out safeguards. And whenever yeah. you try to put in safeguards, you have corporate America screaming, no, no, we have freedom. You're taking away our freedoms. It's terrible.
Right. And that's where the conversation kind of goes towards. I mean, wouldn't it be wonderful instead of it being like a gambling facility, say we had everything else. Say yeah. you had the comedy shows and the major bands, and you had the, you know, even the alcohol, beer, whatever, but right. you just took that gambling component out. What if we just had a place where it was just like, I don't know, like a big fun place
like
where
a
you
cultural can, center
a cultural center. Why can't we
center?
There you go.
It won't draw people when it's within 100 miles of a casino.
Yeah.
Well, show that's,
we don't have any casinos in most of Connecticut, right? That I can yeah. think of. We have those two out there and maybe one other, but I don't even right. know about it. You show me a single cultural center that comes within 1,000,000 miles of rivaling MGM Grand in Vegas. Or
yeah,
the Mohegan
Springfield
Sun.
That's going up. Right. That's opening.
Easter Sunday, and I've been to those places in New London maybe 10 times in 25 years. I don't go. I don't gamble. But maybe 10
what
times.
Irvin, what do you do when you get there? What do you play, the slots?
Check this out. This is how funny it is. Easter Sunday.
We're going to go with Irvin one day. Julie, yeah. we're just going to see how he rolls at the casino.
I hope it's the penny slots.
Yeah, quarters, I'm praying it's
quarters.
The penny
slots. I bet quarters.
Oh, you do quarters?
I don't do slots. I do their poker game.
Oh, you like the poker? Yeah, okay, because yeah. you could sit and think.
And the yeah. last mm-hmm. time I went, I lost $8. And
I'm okay with that. If
I lose $8 on tipping the waitresses.
But then that's I had fun shopping at Brookstone. I had fun
oh,
shopping.
Yeah, yeah.
I liked their shopping area. But, you know, I see this. It was Easter Sunday morning. It was Passover. And I just took a left and went over there. I get there. It was packed. Not packed to the grills, but packed
but
for
yeah,
Easter Sunday.
Right.
So people live that lifestyle. It's their church or yeah. something.
Yeah. Well, they know that it's kind of like a one-stop shop kind of, yeah.
And my uncle, 40 years ago, my uncle taught me this. He said, and he was a pretty good gambler, and he told me, Irving, there are two kinds of people who come back from Las Vegas, losers and liars. So in other words, if you come back
right.
and say you didn't lose, you're lying.
You're lying.
Right.
Right.
And
it's like the depository.
So I play with quarters.
There you go.
Yeah.
So we're, like I said, if people are going to keep building casinos, then we're hoping that there are opportunities out there, like in the food and beverage
right.
industry or in the construction
right.
Industry. And like you said, don't just build and come and build around us. And there's no nothing for folks that live in that area to benefit out of.
Absolutely. But yeah. I also think there needs to be some education
yes.
into what you. Is this world of, you know, gambling or nightlife. I mean, I think what happens is the disconnect from high schools and colleges being afraid to talk about, you know, gambling, you know, alcohol consumption, drug consumption, you know, contraction of STIs and sex and all that stuff. And we've become afraid to talk about the things that are actually going on. So if you don't have the conversations, it's going to just keep going.
Right. And you're right. And I think people should have open conversations because we all know, you know, drinking, gambling, was it sex, drugs,
there's
rock and roll?
Alligators in there.
Right.
Yeah, gambling. Yeah.
When they get you, they take you underneath and they twirl you around until you're chopped meat and they drown you.
Yeah.
Yeah, those
so
are
people
alligators.
Folks have to be very careful. Well, we wish, you know, any of the tribes that are coming in, success, but don't forget about your communities.
Don't forget about the community.
That's it. Just on another note, the NFL, I don't know if you read this story.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, so they said,
they're
no,
so
no kneeling. You have to stand up and you have to salute this wonderful country and this wonderful flag and this da 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 da. And
mean,
if you don't, then you might as well just leave the country.
Right.
So,
what do you think about that?
I mean, right right and even in that statement, we're going against our First Amendment right.
Exactly.
Of freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, this is not Handmaid's Tale. This is not Man in the High Castle. You know, I'm not living in a dystopian future. I think right. that every single player and coach and assistant and towel boy mm-hmm. or whatever needs to be able to have the right to their freedom of expression. If they're not harming anyone, why are we worried about it?
Thank
you. You ain't worried about it. You worried about whether or not your fantasy football team is making the money that you need to make as we go back on the gambling conversation.
Exactly. But it comes down to them benefiting them.
But it's
benefiting
also
an NFL who's not owned by us.
No.
But is 80-90%
played by people of color.
Can I
say something?
Yeah, please.
You know, I cannot forget this. Other people forget it. They don't care. To me, I cannot forget it. The Star Spangled Banner, where those people took a knee, the Star Spangled Banner was written by a slave for slavery. The words in it were pro-slavery. And why the heck anybody should stand for that piece of paper of music when we have so much great music right. that doesn't celebrate putting people in chains and killing them,
right.
then that thing should be
it
out.
It was pro-slavery. Yeah.
It's pro-slavery.
We didn't write it.
Right.
I'll show you the words.
So why should... I don't know why we, you know...
Because they like putting people down. It's a power thing.
It's part of that institutional...
And Trump uses it to bash black people.
Absolutely.
I'm not kidding you.
No, absolutely.
Because he knows he gets more white votes when he bashes black people than he should.
Right. Yeah. Well, and the thing is, when Colin Kaepernick literally took a knee, I was like, kudos to you.
Seriously.
We are being treated like our people are being treated like crap, and you want us to stand for... I'm like, not happening.
And the crazy thing is, right, so you have the Tommy Lins of the world, right? I hate to bring up that horrible mess of a talk show person, but you know, you have people like Tommy Lin who talk about she's a skinny white chick that, you know, got fired from this and that and all other places. But she brought up this point about, you know, well, they're standing up and they're going against America. And I'm thinking to myself, no, America has always been about protest. We were built on protest.
We protested have to protest.
The British. We protested the Spanish. You know, we fought
right.
for what we wanted. And yet now we've got a population of people who have been in this country for hundreds of years who
contributed to the
who are saying, stop killing us.
Yeah, stop it.
I want to, you know, stop calling the police on me while I'm trying to have a barbecue.
Thank you. Or while I'm studying.
Right. Well,
okay. I can't even. That's why I'm going to tell you. That's why if we have to continue taking the knee, because we're not respected in this country
at all.
You can't have a barbecue. You can't study. And you can't,
you
go
can't
to
have
Starbucks.
An Airbnb. You can't have a business.
Right.
You can't have a Starbucks.
Right.
Can't have no kids.
Exactly. Exactly. So why should we stand? Why should we be forced to stand up and salute something when this country is not saluting and respecting us
at all?
Not happening. So I'm praying that the NFL players literally
help they strike.
Strike.
NFL players out there, I hate to say this, but I honestly hope that the players strike. Because
please.
Enough is enough.
Yeah. Yep. Even if I know they're used to living in the multi-million
right.
dollar mansions and
right.
getting that paycheck and all that good stuff, and it's cushy, cushy, lovey, lovey. But listen, stand up for your folks.
Sometimes we got to sit in the front of the bus to get people to notice us.
Thank you. Absolutely.
You're
absolutely.
A very skilled conversationalist.
This is why I have my Julius back.
Skilled,
that's why. That's why we always
like
Julius.
I thank the New Haven Public School Systems and Southern Connecticut State University for giving me my education. Shout out to Connecticut in New Haven.
But that's so true.
Yeah.
I just, you know, and folks, like I said, you could join the conversation. We're going to check Facebook Live right now. But let's not forget what we've been through and what we're doing.
Right.
But yeah, NFL, I wouldn't have any parts to it. I would be like in the locker room. I wouldn't even run out. They'd be like, where's our starting quarterback? Oh,
right.
She ain't coming out.
Right.
She's not coming out now.
She'll be there after the song is played. And that's what I hope happens. Let's be honest. You know, so in that article I read that if they're out on the field, they have to stand. But if you're not on the field, it is what it is. And that's what I hope happens. I hope that they all stay in the locker room until the song is played, and then they come out on the field and they do their jobs
or,
and go home.
Why can't they get like ear protectors?
Right.
So literally when the song comes on, they're not kneeling, but take right. this, okay, and just cover your ears, and everybody just do one of these.
I'll tell you what they're afraid of. Okay, and they're really afraid of it. Colin Kaepernick has lost a ton of money. And the guy who took the knee with him is also way out of money compared to
what
they
had. At least they have their dignity and they have their pride. And you know what? They didn't sell out for the money.
But no one else in the league, of all those other people, and those are the toughest guys on earth in many ways, nobody else is doing it now. They've had it. They know that their job is to get theirs. And if they can give back in another way, some of them do, some of them don't.
I get it. And
they learned something else too, which I'm just telling the truth.
No, completely.
There were a lot of white fans, okay, and I don't know the exact number, but I know it was millions of white fans who said, "That's it, I'm leaving you," all right, because they're inherently racist anyway.
Right.
A few million.
I was gonna say it wasn't gonna be the first, and it ain't gonna be the last.
But they saw their paychecks go down, boom, and when they see their paychecks go down, they say, "Okay, you know, I'll assume the position." Because it gets different. They're afraid.
Yeah.
They're afraid to go broke.
Well, and that's a horrible place to be in this country. Yeah. And a person of color, because we're stuck between a rock and a hard place.
But the issue is that these are our nation's national pastimes.
Yeah.
And when we are celebrating things that have been part of our culture for, I would say, at least the last 100-plus years, us, you know, saying that this is America's... these are some of the top things that America produces. Mm. You know, when we've got people who aren't standing up for the people who are doing the job, being on those fields, playing that game, getting that brain damage that they get, you know, that PTSD, it's no joke. And it's like, when are we going to wake up and say, hey, no.
Yeah, no, let's, right.
A half hour ago, we were talking about the good and the bad.
Yes.
Of the gambling and the parties and the fun,
mm-hmm.
right? In football, people don't like to look at all those people are getting their brains bashed in by the toughest people on earth. And there's something really wrong with that. And I call it American bloodlust.
Yeah.
And it really is bloodlust.
The wedding. Yeah. No, it really is. Well, we want to, like I said, the NFL, we see why you're doing it. It's money driven.
We get it.
Yeah, we get it. But I hope the NFL players also get it.
Yeah.
You know, there's a ton.
Keep being in the pockets of Oomp.
Yeah, the Oomp. You know, we don't ever say his name.
I
totally on here from that was day
up.
One. Lock him up.
Yes.
So the royal wedding of this last weekend of Harry and our beloved Meghan was just so royal. And
so black.
It was black. That was a black wedding, y'all.
Yes, it was.
Did y'all see that? Oh, great. I literally was like, Harry is the bomb.
Yeah.
Yo, he's
yeah.
Anybody that like gets butt naked in like Vegas,
yeah,
and just like rips up a hotel room,
yeah,
it's like straight up like is good all day. Like he's straight up like
he's a bit of a rock star.
Yeah,
but he's also one of the most beloved. You know, he's number two in that country. It goes Elizabeth, and it goes Harry, and sometimes it's Harry before Elizabeth.
Yeah, they love him.
They love him. Yeah,
he's someone to love.
That's a comeback.
Just
yeah.
I like to say America is the land of second chances. Harry got a big comeback because he was a wild goofball.
He was a wild goofball.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
He was young and he was like, you know what? I'm not going to sit here with my pinky up
and
drinking tea all day. He's like, I'm going to Vegas.
Yeah.
He grew up awesome.
Yeah, he did.
No, he's got a great mom. And I mean, you know,
man,
just
his mom. I think I think his mom would be so proud.
Princess Di. It just was amazing. Amazing.
And I think her and Meghan Markle would have gotten along brilliantly.
I think she
would have loved her.
I think their demeanor, they have
very similar.
Yeah. So I'm sure he, and, you know, looks at her.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
And I hope, you know, the thing that I find really wild is that people are already kind of predicting she's going to be the Diana.
She is. She already looks like she's
already
like...
They already are saying that she's here to shake some stuff up.
Good. She should. We have a black woman in royal...
Black American
woman
in the royal
family.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Only Harry could have made that done.
Yeah.
She really seems like a perfect person. I can't say anything.
Well, you know, they had the drama with, you know, her sister and, you know, her father and the brother.
Yeah.
And, you know, the mom was the only one there actually representing her, which, you know, and there's probably a little bit more to that whole story.
Completely.
But we didn't, I don't think people wanted to overshadow that. I just wish them a lifetime of just love and happiness and bring us on some royal babies.
Yeah.
Some little brown skin babies running up in the dam and the darn castle and the Duchess. So did you guys watch?
I did.
Yeah, that was great.
My friends made fun of me.
No, you had to watch.
They
I was
were
like this.
There you go. I was like, but I've been a fan of Harry for a really long time. He's kind of one of my personal crushes.
Harry.
But I'm so glad that Meghan gets to stand up for what she actually believes in. I know she had to give up some stuff.
Right.
But I think that she's going to get back what she gave up, you know, her Instagram accounts and her social media. And I think her rebranding as Duchess of Sussex is going to move her towards, you know, dealing with the AIDS crisis in Africa and dealing with women trafficking and dealing with pay inequality. I think she's got all of the platforms that she already had as Meghan Markle here in the United States. I think she's going to bring it to a national, a world platform.
And that's how wonderful, like, God just kind of puts people in places and things. So I was watching with hubby and going, oh my gosh. You know, we were kind of reciting our vows. It was just beautiful. It was just really so, it was just nice.
She could come back here and run for president.
Absolutely.
Because
she's got dual citizenship, right? She's still an American, if I'm not mistaken,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
By law, whether or not she gave it up, I don't
rather
know.
Have Michelle Obama as president.
Michelle,
she knows.
Michelle would be a real president. I mean, she's highly trained. She's experienced. But Meghan is a pretty perfect woman so far that I know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice person.
Very. I don't know. The conservatives outraged after Obama's land Netflix deal. They land a Netflix deal, promptly ditched the streaming service. So I don't know.
Netflix signed a deal with the Obamas to work on some original programming, which Netflix has been moving towards this
for a while.
For a while now, right? They've lost some of their licensings because there's a lot of competitors. You know, they've got the CW, you've got Disney doing their own, you've got Comcast doing their own, and
Power.
Yeah. Such
I don't
a good
even
show.
Know Power.
Such
still
a good
on the
show.
CW.
But I think the power team that is Michelle and Barack Obama producing work for us and about us and about America, I think it's going to be brilliant. I'm excited for whatever it is that they will produce
whatever, right? And whatever, I just think now that they are not in office, and we so wish they were back in office, but now they are really, their job is not done.
Right.
So I'm going to say their job is not done. So I think we will see it through, you know, that series.
Absolutely. And I also think that we are seeing on a kind of a national platform, people being inspired by Michelle Obama and are running for office. That's the one thing I feel like that's come out of this chaos that is 45 we're seeing people who we would have never seen 20 or 30 years ago run for office and hopefully win and change.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
Stacey Abrams in Georgia. That's huge.
That is an amazing victory. Shout out, kudos, and just Stacey
Yale Law School.
Abrams.
Yeah.
Yale Law. Historic victory in Georgia primary. Come on. First governor.
Yeah.
In
she's the not the only one though.
Right.
We've got the woman in Texas who's running for governor, and she's Latina. So, you know.
Yeah, we've got women of color doing.
Pushing.
No, it's brilliant. And, you know, especially in Georgia.
Yeah.
I mean, we need that, especially, you know, with the country, if we can get some southern states activated by some folks who really have their heart into it and shake up the it up.
Yeah,
we got Virginia.
Then that's where we go.
Virginia switched to blue.
Yeah,
and if we could get Florida, it would change the whole dynamic.
Well, everything's going to be switching because I think people know that we are in dire straits right now.
Well, I think people are. So you know the one mm-hmm. of the most amazing things that has happened, and we had this conversation when I first started to come on and host, right. and we were talking about the elections, and you know we saw despair and all that other stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But I think in this, I think out of that despair, we're getting these phoenixes that are no longer here to just sit on their laurels and are willing to push the boundaries to get what needs to get done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, so, absolutely. And that is the key to anything that you're moving towards and you're pushing forward. This morning, I think I was discussing with you that we had a photo shoot with the Bev Journal.
Yeah.
And the woman that did the story, I told her, I said, it's not about me and this can of beer.
Right.
I said, it's bigger. It's a bigger picture. I want young women who that can look at me and say, yes. Oh my gosh, she looks like that.
Yep.
And I can do that.
Yep.
That is what this is all about.
That's why I wore this hat for you today.
I'm going to have to borrow that.
My
head of queen, make sure your crown is seen. I love it.
One of my best friends, love Angelique Velez, who is the owner of Breakups to Makeup, is all about women empowerment. And she's coming at it from the makeup industry aspect,
yeah.
right? So it's about us impacting the industries in which we are in
yes.
to shake it up, to show that these are the faces of it, and that moving forward, we are no longer in status quo.
No, that's
he did.
Mr. Quo was dead. Long gone. No, we're in. You know what? We're no longer living comfortably.
Right.
With that, and so you know, and like it's missions.
And it's always been said, in this mm-hmm. discomfort is where you find your growth.
Yes.
So.
And anything I'm going to tell you, because Irving and I, you know, every week, well, when he comes on and we talk about politics. With Pinsky, if there's anything that I'm going to tell you that has come out of this tragedy of electing that person in to the office, we are awake now. Mm-hmm. Oh, it is shaken. It
shook everything.
You remember
up.
Jiffy popcorn?
Oh yeah,
that
baby.
Little thing that started.
That's and America.
Then you start putting it on the more fire.
Yes.
You add under it, and then before you know it, like that little
it's an
that
explosion.
Silver. It's an explosion. And so that is, I think, one of my motivations. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm like, can't be choked out.
No.
Cannot be choked out. So what I have to do is I've got to get out of the chokehold and continue and just move.
Move out of the chokehold and move into a sinkhole.
Yeah. There really is a sinkhole at the White House.
President Sinkhole.
Yes.
President Swamp Rat.
And there still are people out there that absolutely love, you know, our president.
They make me crazy.
Yeah,
they do. And you know, it's funny. I think
I usually run into them at Walmart. You know, just
no shade. No shade.
No. I literally was buying because I'm cleansing and I'm doing all this stuff. Right. I said, you know what? I go. I'm going to motivate myself. I'm going to go buy like my belly ring.
Right.
There's always a belly ring that I get, and I always get it from Walmart. So I run in there, and there's a gentleman who is a vet, and there's a lady who is, and they get, I don't know why they get into a conversation. So I literally just like I'm just focused on this belly ring. I'm like, lady, please come over, open up this drawer. So I can get my belly ring and I can get out of this conversation.
Right.
I literally did not say a word because she said how wonderful, you know, life is. And my president and the other vet was just like, you don't understand how bad. I was like, thank you for my belly ring. I'm out of here.
But I'm out.
I am completely out. But with that said, you know, like I said, we've got a long way to go. But I just hope everyone stays awake and shake it up a little bit.
Shake it all the way up.
So. Oh, that is our time again. This goes by so fast. And Harry, thank you so much for getting us those articles up there. I love that. See, we just keep going.
That technology is so good.
Oh, we love the technology. It is great. June 1st. Don't forget, please
Pacific
come on.
Pacific Standard Tavern.
Celebrate with the birthday boy, Julius.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. Please, yes. You have to come back.
I love being
co-hosting.
With you.
You've got to co-host.
Definitely, baby.
And Irvin, thank you for our fruit and our treats. And
thank you so much. Love you.
We love you too, Irvin. Yes, yeah, so folks, don't forget, every Thursday, make sure you tune in and you check us out. Remember to please stay positive, stay focused, and always keep your glass full. Until next time, you're listening to The Talk Sip.